touched the hem of his garment, and Jesus said she was made whole. She was activating her faith, because faith is the substance of things hoped for. It is the evidence of things not seen. If I could just reach out and touch her hope and getting to Jesus, change her situation. But if I can just get to Jesus, if I can just touch him, I'll be made whole. Antioch, we need to be determined. Determined to get to Jesus. We need to be determined. Determined that nothing will stop us. We need to be determined that nothing will hinder us. Nothing will.
Thank you for tuning in to Paradise Ministry. We pray something said today has encouraged you in your personal relationship with the Lord. If you would like to have a copy of this message, you can email us at antiochmathis@bellsouth.net, or you can send a love offering of $8 to Paradise Ministry, P.O. Box 281, Woodworth, Louisiana, 71485. As always, we hope to see you in church.
The unstoppable weight, unstoppable weight.
Aren't you tired of living from paycheck to paycheck, paying extremely high interest rates on very small loans? Do you want to make more money? My name is Catrice Mason. I will help you remove any inaccurate, erroneous, and obsolete information from your credit file, including foreclosures, student loans, judgments, late payments, repossessions, bankruptcies, tax liens, charge-offs. It doesn't matter what the item may be, it can be removed. You can also get your credit repaired for free. I'm also looking for like-minded entrepreneurs who are interested in earning additional income. You have the opportunity to be your own boss, make residual income, get paid weekly, make your own hours, and you can work from anywhere. You will help people to reach their financial goals while reaching your own. Change your financial situation and leave a legacy for your family today. Catrice Mason, 318-730-8441. Again, that number is 318-730-8441. Your credit does matter. It is not an option. It is a priority.
Your Credit Matters is another proud sponsor of KAYT KQJOFM.
Boyce Community Funeral Home, owned by Reverend Herbert Green, is dedicated to providing high-quality funeral services. Our professional and friendly staff believes in offering unpressured decision-making, allowing arrangements to be made in the privacy of your own home. We also offer our clients a complete church facility with repass accommodations located in Pineville, Louisiana. Boyce Community Funeral Home offers pre-arranged funeral services and accepts all life and burial insurance policies and can pre-arrange your funeral service using your present insurance policy. We also supply in and out-of-state shipping. Boyce Community Funeral Home gives you and your family peace of mind today for tomorrow, offering compassion, comfort, and trust. We are located at 704 Longford Street in Boyce, Louisiana. Our phone number is 318-793-5125 or 318-613-8659. The website is www.boycecommunityfuneralhome.com. We are here when you need us. Boyce Community Funeral Home is a proud sponsor of KAYT.
The census count is meant to tell a social, economic, and demographic story of the United States population so that we can truly practice our democracy. Yet, many are unaware that in a few of the first counts, black people were considered only 3/5 of a person in order to keep political power away from millions of enslaved people in the United States. Still today, many black communities have been significantly undercounted in the census process. Just one of the institutional acts that have led to our communities being severely underfunded in terms of public schooling, healthcare, and many more areas. This discriminatory counting in our census means that many wealthier white communities receive more than their fair share of those resources. It's time to take back necessary public resources for our people. Pledge to complete the 2020 census today. Go to census2020.gov.
Hi, I'm Dr. Ronnie Whitfield, also known as the Hip Hop Doc. The coronavirus, also known as COVID-19, has many of us asking the question, am I infected? It has been estimated that over 80% of those infected by COVID-19 may have very little symptoms or none at all. This is important because those individuals can spread the virus to our most vulnerable citizens, friends, family members, and loved ones, increasing their chances of hospitalization and or death. It's time we get serious, Louisiana. Proper hand washing and wearing a mask when social distancing is a must, and avoiding non-essential travel can help us all stop the spread of this deadly disease. I'm asking everybody to please use your head and help us stop the spread.
If you're feeling stressed or have anxiety, call the Keep Calm Through COVID hotline at 866-310-7977. Trained compassionate counselors can offer support and direct you to mental health and substance abuse counseling services. All calls are confidential.
KQJO, St. Joseph, Natchez 99.3.
Nelson Show.
Well, that's just some great music to start us off in the 10 o'clock hour. Jason Nelson with Forever. Good morning. Welcome to the Ham Camp. It's the Wade Hampton Show here on KAYT. KQJOFM, going around the world on www.kaytfm.com. Simply click the Listen Live link and you're in business. Today happens to be Women's Equality Day. It commemorates the 26th of August in 1920 when votes to women officially became part of the U.S. Constitution. Now, Women's Equality Day has been designed to commemorate the 19th Amendment, which was adopted back then. And I was watching a PBS special about women's equality and the fight for women to vote. And women of color were not initially included in that movement. Of course, today, things have changed a great deal, and we celebrate women's equality. You are equal in every way. Amen to that, all right? We're looking at our Bible trivia question. We're going to answer that in just a few moments, but I'm going to give you one final opportunity to get in on the goods. What city did Paul go to search for Titus? Was it Rome, Troas, Ephesus, or Judea? Now, if you need a clue, go to 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 12 through 13. That's 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 12 through 13. And then get with me at 318-484-2500 or toll free 1-877-464-2500. Got Kim Cash Tate featuring Speck House here. It's called If I Didn't Have You.
Them demons coming. I try to stay out the way. No, they don't really want it. They're coming anyway. When I need to get away, get to my father, when he gets sent away. I got that game from Kim Cash Tate. Lord, if I didn't have you, wouldn't even go to battle. If I didn't have you, nothing else would even matter, so I just cling to you, Lord, without you, I'm so sinful. You're about to take out a church in a second. This is just the intro.
If I didn't have you,
if I didn't have you,
if I didn't have you,
This is KAYT and KQJOFM. Five cities strong all day long. 4/7.
That's my only station. New music now.
Painted in the universe, written in the stars.
Stars, stars, stars.
His love is all around us. Let it reach to where you are. Just look at the blue sky and the sun. Yeah, it's placed with perfection. That's how you know that he's love. Yeah, love. I don't believe in Cupid. That's stupid. The truth is, God is love. It don't matter.
Giving you the hot new music you've come to love and expect here in the Ham Camp. That's Pastor AD3 with a brand new song. It's called Scene, S-E-E-N, Scene. All right, good morning. Welcome to the show. It's always good to have you here on KAYT. KQJOFM, today is Web Mistress Day, and we often hear a lot about webmasters. These are the guys who really work hard developing the internet every day, and without them, the digital world wouldn't be as incredible as it is, or would it? But not all of these architects are men. There are web mistresses, and we celebrate these women and the role that they play today and give them equal time and attention on Web Mistress Day. All right, let's get to our Bible trivia question. To what city did Paul go to search for Titus? Was it Rome? Was it Troas? Or was it Ephesus? Or maybe even Judea? 2 Corinthians 2, verses 12 through 13 has that answer. All right, and if you said Troas, that would be correct. Paul actually went to Macedonia, and Troas is a city in Macedonia, to search for Titus. It's Troas, the correct answer. And now you know. Hey, birthdays and anniversaries for today. They're coming up and coming at you right here in the Ham Camp. Don't go away.
The unstoppable wave. Unstoppable wave.
Hi, this is Angela Clayton Murray coming to you with your inspirational domain quote for today. Today's quote would be on don't give up. I want to encourage you today, be strong in the Lord. In Him is where we find our strength. Be strong and courageous. And I want you to know that the Lord is with you. Remember, God is with you. Let your light shine in the midst of darkness because you have greatness in you. Ask God to fill your cup until it overflow with joy, love, peace, happiness, all the goodness of Him. Jesus said, I come that you might have life and that you may have it abundantly. Sometimes we have to speak those things to ourselves. I am a child of the King, and whatever He has for me, it is for me. The thief cometh not, but to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Well, I want to let you know, God say, I come that you might have life and that you may have it more abundantly. Remember that we may have it more abundantly. God also wants us to know, if we ask, it shall be given. If we seek, ye shall find. If you knock, then the door shall be opened unto you. Galatians 6:9 also lets us know not to be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. So I want to encourage you, stay focused. Don't look to the right. Don't look to the left. Don't look back. Look forward. Look up. Because God is where our help comes from. You are not alone. So don't give up. Remember, you are a winner. You can get my 31-day devotional, Uncovering Your Identity, and t-shirts from InspirationalDomain.com. Stay tuned for more Inspirational Domain quotes from Angela Clayton Murray at KAYTKQJOFM. Thank you and have a blessed day. God is love.
Excuse me, miss. Who does your hair?
Transformations.
Transformations? Yes. Is Transformations your stylist's name?
Transformations Hair Studio is the name of the salon. Tanya is the transformer. Transformations offers an array of services from customized hair coloring, waxing, eyelash extensions, bondless, braidless, sew-ins, traditional install with or without closure or frontal, and she supplies the hair. Silk presses that last up to 2 months. Braiding, scalp only, wig install, quick weaves, relaxers.
Relaxers?
Baby, natural isn't for everyone. Thank God for choices. She also does curls.
Curls?
Yes, ma'am. They still exist. I even enjoy Wi-Fi while I'm waiting.
I think I'll give her a try. What's her number?
Transformations Hair Studio, located at 826 Main Street in Pineville, 318-449-3655.
Transformation Hair Studios is another proud sponsor of KAYT KQJOFM.
The month of May marked the beginning of the adjustment of the federal and local shelter-in-place orders. We at the Black Radio Project realize that in an attempt to reignite the economy, efforts are being made to relax guidelines and stimulate spending. With these relaxations, scientists are projecting the escalation of COVID-19 cases and deaths in poor working class and black communities. However, our commitment to the safety of our community is paramount to all of us. And as a concerned leadership organization, we at the Black Radio Project Partners seek to become essential in the dissemination of virtual information in our communities, endeavor diligently to commit to honor our traditions, cultures, and communities by presenting clear and relevant information during this pandemic and beyond. Remember, mask up, wash up, and stay safe. This message is being brought to you by the Black Radio Project Partners.
Hi, I'm Mark Smeeby, and this is a Live Hope Minute. Hope reveals itself in how we live our lives, how we treat other people, and how we interact with the world. Hope holds us like a ship anchored during a storm. It doesn't mean the boat doesn't move at all. It just stays in one place. Do you feel steady in the chaos of life, or do you feel tossed by the waves? If you are desiring to feel more steady, consider where your hope is placed. Is your hope grounded in faith? Faith that this life is not all up to you to manage and control, but that somehow God is over it all, watching and caring for you and I as his children? Remember Matthew 6:26. Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? The answer is, of course you are.
This is what it means to live whole.
Well, today is the 26th of August, 2020, and this is the birthday list here on the Wade Hampton Show. Let's go to our birthday people's list and say happy birthday to them. We'll start with Pamela King, who's celebrating today. Happy birthday to you. Also on the list this morning is Cynthia McGinnis. Good morning and happy birthday to you as well. We've got Nicole Vinson to say happy birthday to today. Miss Myra Virey's on the list. Happy birthday to you. Crazy Legs Veal, good morning and happy birthday to you. Shaterica Whitehead Blue made the list today. So did Tyronda Barnes. Good morning and happy birthday to you. LaTanya Williams Mitchell is on the birthday list, as well as Miss Kishronda U. Andrews. Mr. Harold B. St. Tignon, happy birthday to you, Harold B. St. Tignon Jr. And the rest of the birthday people all over the world, we want you to live long and prosper. Remember, if we didn't say your name on the birthday list, please make sure that we have your name. Give us a call at 318-484-2500 or toll-free
1-877-464-2500. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
And of course, if you happen to run across any of the birthday people around town, if you think it's safe to do, give them a handshake, a hug, a smile, and maybe some cash to let them know that they're loved, that they're special, and that they're truly worthy of the honor on this, their birthday. You know, it's an interesting thing that just happened. Here we are in August, and along the Gulf Coast of Louisiana, Texas, Mississippi, and all along the Gulf Coast, we're threatened by two storms. Not one, but two storms. The first of them is Hurricane Marco. Now, Hurricane Laura is gaining strength in the Gulf of Mexico. Now, we don't want to diminish the importance of disaster preparedness. We don't want to diminish that at all. As a matter of fact, take every precaution, because when storms come, you don't want to be caught unawares. However, here's what happened with Hurricane Marco. A couple of friends and I got together, and we decreed and we declared that that storm would dissipate out in the Gulf of Mexico. And as it turned out, that prayer was pretty much answered, and Hurricane Marco came ashore pretty much with a whimper, a lot of rain, and maybe some flooding. And again, we don't want to diminish any flooding that may have happened in your area and any damage that may have occurred to anyone's property. But it was not the full force hurricane that many people had anticipated. And so we're very grateful that God has given us dominion over the wind and over the rain. Jesus did that same thing with his disciples in that boat on the water. And here's what I'm saying to you, folks. Let us get together. You know, the word of God says,